This episode is powered by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to the all new Rated R Safety Show. Today is Thursday, October the 31st of 2019, which is also known to most people as Halloween. It is day 304 of the year, only 61 days remaining before we see the 2020. So how are you on this spooky day of Halloween? Do you have anything exciting and planned for this evening or maybe throughout the day? Sometimes some of the offices actually have some things planned out. Or do you work in one of those environments that you're not able to dress up for Halloween? I always think it's funny when you take a look around on the different things that are available that you can do on such an important day. Anyways, for us here at Safety FM, we're having all kinds of fun doing some running around here today. And of course, we're slightly dressed up as jackasses, but that's perfectly fine because that is what we do here. And all the time trying to have some fun. But hey, that's not important. Anyways, we're going to give you this version of the Rated R Safety Show today. I don't really see a lot of Halloween influences on there. Maybe we'll do some music or something. I don't know. I never know what to do with this stuff. It's just another holiday. So, let's not hold off too long, and let's get you started with the news.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, of course, this has been burning up the interwebs overnight. Photographs release of Jeffrey Epstein's neck bone shows a fracture that one specialist says rarely occurs in suicides by hanging and is more consistent with homicides. Oh, let the fires burn now with that one. Forensic pathologist Michael Badan, oh yes, I'm sure I screwed that name up, made his assertion to Law and Crime, a website covering a wide variety of national crime cases. He was hired by Epstein's brother in the wake of Epstein's bizarrely timed death. So I know people are going to have opinions on this particular one, on what they actually believe occurred. Did Jeffrey actually commit suicide, or was he killed? I don't know. That's for you to figure out, not for me. I can only share the information that's on the news. So here's an interesting one. Facebook will pay UK government a meaningless 500,000 euros fine for its role in the Cambridge Analytica data leak. Even though it says data link, I'm sure it's data leak. And that's about $644,000. The settlement does not include an admission of guilt by the tech giant. Just for some, for you can kind of figure out the context of this, Facebook's total value is $535 billion with a B as of Wednesday afternoon. Say, for instance, take this kind of an imaginary thought here. Say you're a wealthy individual with a net worth of about $500,000. House paid off, nest egg, money in the bank. And you leaked private information about all of your neighbors that entrusted you with it. And you pay about, let's say a 60 cent fine. You see how that works out there? Now, don't get me wrong. I use Facebook all the time. But it's one of those things that you have to take a look at and go, well, how's that going to work out? Because it becomes very, very interesting on, are they going to be on the hook for it? Or is it just a fine and they're going to move forward? Just to think about it. Anyways, meanwhile, as Facebook takes heat for not adopting a policy to ban or censor intentionality of false posts and advertisement, Twitter is getting out of the game altogether. Axios reports that Twitter will no longer accept political or advocacy advertising of any kind on its platform, effective November the 22nd. They'll publish specific guidelines on November the 15th. Well, 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 well. Isn't that something cool that they're doing? I think it's pretty interesting. But what do I know? I'm just a broadcaster. Let's continue on the path here. In 2015, a rental property owned by a Colorado man was partially demolished by police as they pursued a shoplifting suspect who broke in and held himself up in the house bathroom. Over the course of 19 hours, a SWAT team fired gas and bullets into the house, eventually storming the threshold with an armored vehicle. The owner told the Washington Post that what was left looked more like a war zone. For the trouble, the city offered $5,000 in rental assistance for the lessees and insurance deductible. That was 4 weeks ago. This week, the 10th Circuit upheld the decision, holding that while it's unfair to the home's owner, police can't be concerned with how they leave the property in pursuit of law enforcement. Which is all good and well, but it seems like a lot of work for a guy who stole from Walmart, even if he was on the run from the police. So think about that. So let's say, for instance, and I don't even know how much money this guy actually stole or how much product this guy stole or what it was worth. So let's say, for instance, it was worth $50. They demolished this dude's home that was somebody else entirely for this. I mean, I don't understand how can somebody be out on the run from something that they stole from Walmart, and then all of a sudden you demolish somebody else's house. That's kind of crazy. What is your thoughts about it? You, as the traditional safety expert in the room, what do you think? Monuments near the National Mall are plagued by strange black fungus, and no one can figure out why. Black splotches are appearing on the Jefferson Memorial in a shrine at Arlington, as well as smaller quantities in the Washington and Lincoln Memorial. They're referring to the biofilm, the LA Times reports. A Park Service rep says that it started popping up last decade, but never this aggressively or heavily. Given the fragile nature of the buildings, a good hard scrub could be dangerous too. So they're developing small handheld lasers. Oh yes, lasers! That are doing the trick. But it's slow going, taking an hour to clean a square foot of biofilm surface. So what do you think it is? I mean, I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of crazy crap that people are going to think that's possible that's going on there. What do you think? Is it an environmental safety and health issue? I don't know. I guess that's something for you to think about. Let's continue. Chicago public school teachers continued their strike on Wednesday, causing classes to be canceled as the union representative reviewed the latest offer from the Chicago public schools. At this point, 300,000 students, oh yes, 300,000 students have been out of school for about 2 weeks, but really, it's all for the children. So I look at this and I go, I understand, people, that teachers don't get paid the greatest salary. But also at the same time, 300,000 students on the streets in Chicago because of this going down. I mean, I don't look at it as an additional vacation. I mean, I'm sure some of the kids are enjoying it. But man, that is kind of one of those things that you have to look into and see what can happen. Did you hear about what's going on with General Electric? General Electric estimates it's lost about $1.4 billion with a B dollars thanks to the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX jets. GE manufactures the engines of the plane. But CFO Jamie Miller tells CNBC he expects the production to rebound and that the Jets will be in the sky before the end of the year. We ain't got a lot of time there, my friend, if you're going to be rebounding and getting those up in the air sometime soon. I'm sure you're also wanting to see your stock hit back up and also kind of help some of your money go back in the direction you're looking for. Let's continue down the path here. Molson Coors is leaving Denver. Oh, yes. At least in part. Let me kind of explain. The brewing giant is expected to cut 500 jobs across the company globally and move its corporate headquarters. You ready for this? To Chicago. Oh, yeah. Chicago. But it'll keep the distribution operations located in Colorado. So, Coors beer. Do you think of Colorado? Or are you going to start thinking now of Chicago? I don't know. You're going to have to take a look at that one because I am not sure on what is going to happen with that, especially if you're a Coors drinker. Something to think about. Researchers have discovered the deepest shipwreck from World War II. An American destroyer was found more than 20,000 feet beneath the surface of the Philippine Sea. It's believed to be the USS Johnson, which was sunk in 1944 during the Battle of Samar. Oh, yes, Samar. The research project is funded by the estate of Microsoft honcho Paul Allen, who died last year in the same group that found the USS Indianapolis. What do you think? Do you find this a very important part of history? Would you like to know what is going on with the shipwreck? I would. Let's continue. I'm sure you heard this one if you're a sports fan. In 1924, the Washington Senators won the World Series. Last night, the Washington Nationals won Game 7 of the 2019 World Series. With a full count, Astros Bregman, I think it's Bregman, I don't watch sports, swung and missed, and the Nationals became the first world champions in franchise history. So is that a big deal for you this morning? I don't know. I know it's not a big deal for me, but hey, if you are a sports fanatic, that's perfectly fine. Anyways, let's continue down. No winner for Tuesday's night Mega Million drawing. Friday's drawing will be for $118 million jackpot or a $79.3 million cash payout. Boy, 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 does that sound good if you have the opportunity of doing that or even winning. So give me a call if you win. Not that I want any of your money, but we should talk. Let's talk about some potential investments, not in the company here, just in case. Let's continue down real quick. Days of the year that you can celebrate. So let's take them from the top. Buck for Treats Day. Carve a Pumpkin Day. I think you're a little late to the game if you're carving a pumpkin today. Girl Scouts Founders Day. National Caramel Apple Day. National Doorbell Day. Halloween. National Increase Your Psychic Power Day. Samhain. I have to tell you that Samhain celebration here a day early because Samhain's actually tomorrow. National Knock Knock Jokes Day. Reformation Day. National Magic Day. Sneak some of the candy yourself before the kids start knocking day. Scare a Friend Day. Trick or Treat for UNICEF Day. And World Saving Day. Well, I don't know what you think there. I'm pretty sure for most people, they'll be celebrating Halloween today. Anyways, I know that we're constantly doing some different stuff on the Rated R Safety Show and doing some stuff there on Safety FM. So like always, we do release this podcast and broadcast directly on noon, one of the days of release. But also, you can also come to our website, RatedRSafetyShow.com, and we're available there. You can listen to the different shows that we have listed. Also, we have been taking out this particular podcast on the road, and it's been quite interesting. Not all of them have we recorded, quote unquote, per se, but we have recorded quite a few of them and released them as they do come about as some of our road events. Anyways, you know who I am. I know who you are. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.